And now things are going to get a lot colder as we head back to the Antarctic, where Deb has found evidence that Bowers has been experimenting on himself. He has a type of antifreeze in his body and is now a chimera, changing at a cellular level. But the question is, into what? The answers will have to wait, because now there's a killer on the loose and cold blood is about to flow.
Cold Blood by Simon Bowley. Part 4. Sanctuary No More.
With enough accumulated detail, a shape begins to form. Any two dots define a line. Three, a triangle. It's part of the way our minds work, finding faces in clouds, patterns in snow, seeking shape, seeking meaning. If we're lucky, we find it. With Bowers, we've seen it too late. Who could have seen that coming? A man engineering himself into an unholy fusion of two species? I bargained on him being of sound mind when I told him about the aircraft from the Falklands. Thought he'd break and tell me what I wanted to know. Well, now I know, and I wish to God I didn't.
Everyone, this is Nat. Report in.
Joel here, Nat. I'm in life sciences with Ginger.
This is Rebecca. We're in the kitchen.
Hamid? Are you there, Hamid?
He was in the monitor room.
The safety could have tripped. It kills emergency power to the whole room to protect the radio relays.
Okay, listen, everyone. Bowers killed Paul. If you see him, shoot it. Now make your way to the garage at the double and stay together.
Garage, boss?
He's here to defend if we have to.
Shouldn't we at least try and take him alive?
I think we're way past that now.
We're not killers, Nat.
You think we need more fishmen running around out there?
No, but what he found, it's too valuable to lose.
She has a point. He's been taking the drug in massive doses. It's raw and unrefined. So what's happening to him is an aberration. But given proper testing, it could do everything he says.
Worry about now. Let the future take care of itself.
But we're here for that future.
This is survival, Anaya. He isn't acting like he's going to let any of us live. And frankly, he can't afford to. If you're right, Deb, he can live out there without heat. We can't. If we run, he'll hunt us down. If we hide, he'll find us. But this is our base, our home, not his. So we find him, and we take it back.
I'll sign that.
And let's find Hamid. Get to the garage.
Oh, my God!
Hamid!
His throat's ripped, same as Paul.
Blood dry by the look of him.
Pass me that top. Let's cover him up.
Oh, God. That could have been me.
It could have been any of us.
Here, Deb. Take Hammett's gun.
I'm a doctor. I'm sure there's something in my Hippocratic Oath about shooting people.
Let's go. Hold it. Hell. That's quite a barricade.
Figures. It's the way to the power room.
Is there a way around? It's getting cold fast.
We'll have to go back.
Nat, I've been thinking. If he's adapted to the cold, then he'll be intolerant of heat. If we can rack the heating up as high as it'll go, it might debilitate him. Enough for us to restrain him at any rate.
Nat! This corridor's blocked too!
God, okay, now I'm beginning to get claustrophobic.
How can he have barricaded this so quickly?
And what's he doing it for?
He's herding us. Trying to get us all into a killing ground of his choosing.
The canteen, by the looks of it.
So now which way?
I'll have to alert the others. The nearest comm panel's in the gym.
Never liked the gym.
No choice. It's the only way across the station now. I'll go first.
That gives me the willies. Like all your keep fit nightmares.
Now look out! You okay?
My leg's pinned. Where's Bowers?
I don't know. Max, can you help?
No, I'll cover it.
Okay.
How the hell could Bowers shift this?
Increase in muscle density. I noticed it when I examined him. I never dreamt it would accelerate like this, though.
No!
Are you in some inconvenience there, Nathaniel? I say that makes you a captive audience.
What for?
To watch me kill the rest of your team.
What the hell is wrong with you, Bowers? Why? Why the hell do you want to kill us?
For all that you've done. For all that you're going to do.
use this as a lever.
I've seen with my own eyes what's being done, and
ready?
It cannot continue. There's a time to stand up and be counted, Nathaniel.
I see him.
But there's only one true faith. And now is that time. Now, what you have sown shall be reaped.
Here he comes. Fire!
Hold it! Hold it! We'll kill ourselves in here.
He's gone.
What the hell's all that about?
Tell the others, Nat. He'll hunt them down.
Yeah. Everyone, this is Nat. Bowers is barricading the corridors. Don't go to the canteen. Meet up in the room where we had Paul's ceremony.
Why my room, boss?
Bowers won't know where that is.
Oh, no.
Down there, I saw the flash.
This is Nat. Who's firing? Come in. Who's firing?
Hello, Nathaniel.
Bowers.
Oh, sorry I couldn't hang around for that fight you arranged.
No, I was bluffing, Bowers. Look, come back to medical and we can work this out.
I thought it was. But it's too late to work anything out now. Now, there's someone here you might like to speak to.
Hello. Oh, please let me go.
Rebecca? No, Rebecca, it's Nat. It's all right. We're going to get you out of this. Rebecca?
What the hell's he doing to her?
Such platitudes are hardly convincing, Nathaniel. You can't save her. Rebecca knows that.
Please, tell
him to
let me go.
I can't listen to this.
Let her go, or so help me God, I'll kill you.
Finally, you show some backbone, Nathaniel. But you've got to find me first. And right now, you're chasing shadows in the dark. And it's getting cold. Say goodbye.
No, Bowers. No, we can work this out.
Oh, go.
Bowers!
Oh, no. Rod.
Rod, can you hear me?
Let me at him, Nat. Rod, you're all right. I'm going to take care of you. Got to close this wound. Need a first aid kit.
The canteen's the nearest.
Oh, no, it'll be too late. Can you hold him? I can't stop the bleeding.
Look at me, Rod. Stay with us.
God.
Rod, you hang in there.
He's gone, Nat. Where's Rebecca?
Over here. She's dead.
Sorry, Rebecca. All right. Let's go to Max's room. You still want to take him alive?
No. Let's kill him.
Well, that's just crazy. And finally we're all together and you want to go off on your own.
It's the safest option.
Max is right. Just think about this for a minute.
Why don't we just shift the barricade?
Because he'll attack while we're doing it. No. I'll make my way along the hut to the power room and get in through the window. If it freezes in here, we'll be fighting on his terms. I'll turn the heating up as far as it'll go, and we'll see if you're right, Deb.
Boss, it makes more sense that I go. I know the boiler, I know how to restart it. I mean, no offence, but you've never had to nurse it like I have.
It's a whiteout out there. Probably close to 70 below with wind chill.
Oh, I was walking the park. Believe me, this way makes sense.
Well, you're not going alone.
Well, Joel will go with me. What do you say?
Yeah, sure.
No, look, I'll go. You and Ginger are more use here than me. I can watch out for Bowers at least.
Okay, but don't worry about Bowers. We're going to take care of him. Everyone, this is Nat. I'm in the canteen. I've been hurt. I need some help. Take the bait, you bastard.
I'm beginning to think I should find a job somewhere warmer. A nice little practice in the Lake District, maybe. A cottage with a big fireplace. Buy a dog.
Well, what about a man?
See how the dog works out first. How much further?
Almost there. Keep your fingers crossed Barris didn't trash the boiler.
Well, that's a comfort.
Just trying to keep your spirits up.
Looking for me, Bowers?
Nathaniel.
Stay right where you are. If you move, you'll be shot. Four guns are trained on you. You can't get away. It's over. I'm going to restrain you, so...
No! Don't let him go!
Tell me we got him.
Can't tell.
That wasn't very nice, Nathaniel.
If I didn't know better, I'd think our friendship meant nothing to you.
I'm sorry you think so.
I see him by the coffee machine.
I do believe you're being sarcastic.
It's just one of the services we offer. Do it!
You're really not a very good shot, are you?
No, but Joel is.
Oh, I got him!
Over there! Joel's right!
Stay down. Keep that light on, Ginger. I'll take a look. Bowers?
Don't take any chances, Nat.
You're going to what, Nathaniel? Check if I'm dead. I'm sorry to disappoint you, but for you, I say time is running out.
You always don't talk too much.
Oh. Say hello to Laura from me.
Lights!
Don't let him go!
Max! Deb! Bowers is on his way to you.
Yes! There's nothing I can't fix.
It's the radio.
Wait, that's below the belt.
Sorry. Stand back, then. Oh, I'm shivering to beat the band here. Let me thaw out my assets. Oh, heat.
Yeah, it won't take long to warm up now.
Death! Bowers is on his way to you.
Bloody hell. What do we do?
I kill the lights.
Should I shoot him, do you think?
Hell yes.
I haven't fired a gun in years.
Just pull the trigger and keep shooting until you hit something. How hard can it be?
Oh, listen.
Don't miss. It's him or us.
No pressure, then.
Max.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, boss?
No sign of Bowers yet.
Quick, fan out. Joel, Ginger, cover the door from there. Don't fire until I do.
Too quiet.
Shut up, Max.
Sorry, boss.
Won't be so funny.
Hold your fire! We're shooting blind!
It's got Ginger!
Oh, no!
Where the hell did he come from?
Bowers!
You watch and guard your doors, Nathaniel. I find the window more convenient.
Where is he?
I can't see.
Unlike you, I don't need winter gear. It's a useful trick to pull in a cold climate. Especially when you need to prevent radio communication.
Son of... Just let Ginger go, Bowers, and we'll get you some help.
I don't need your help.
We know you've been testing your drug on yourself. I'll testify to that for you. It's made you unwell, right?
No, Nathaniel. It's made me better. I'm stronger, faster, fitter than I've ever been.
Maybe you feel that now, but Deb told me. The heart attacks, the seizures, your body can't cope.
That's right. One more could kill you.
You think I don't know what's happening to my body? It's just growing pains. I'm evolving into more than you could possibly imagine.
The great freak forward.
The perfect Antarctic predator, Max. And man is my favoured prey.
Look, I know you don't store iron. How long can you live like that?
I have found sources.
Think about all the good you can do with what you found. Probably research that will change the world, just like you said it would.
Oh, yes. I've changed things, but not for you. And not for Ginger.
Max, try and work your way around and get the lights back on.
You got it, boss.
What do I want to prolong life for? There are far too many people already. Mankind doesn't deserve it. You don't deserve it. She doesn't deserve it.
Why?
I told you. Vengeance!
Is this all about Lauren?
Oh, Nathaniel. You really must start thinking in a new way.
Then what? You've hit back at Adzac by not giving them the serum. Ginger's done nothing to you. Neither did Paul, Rebecca, Hammond, Rod, any of them. Your own team. What did they do?
They were here. Do you know there's a 30 million square mile hole in the ozone layer?
Of course I do.
And yet you do nothing. Your apathy sickens me. It's people like you that not only cause but allow tragedies like this and McMurdo. Man plunders without thought, destroys without conscience. He must leave this continent. No more does he have sanctuary on my land.
My land? Who died and left you in charge?
I claim it as of right.
I know we've messed up here. I can see that. But what will any of this achieve? For God's sake, man,
What can we do?
End it! Oh, you and your god, Nathaniel, don't belong here. This is an elemental place where the affairs of man and his religion are inconsequential.
No, Bowers. God made Antarctica to test the faithful.
I am the new faith.
You're just a man. A sick man.
Not any longer. I renounce my species. I am more now. This land has not bred one indigenous man or woman. I am the first. I created myself. A desolation angel. A champion for this land of ice. A god. I am home. And you must leave.
Let Ginger go and we will leave.
Don't worry, Doctor. I just want to take a little blood.
Don't do it.
Why don't you join me? This is more your home than anywhere, Nathaniel. And you, Deborah. I'm gonna need women here.
Don't you dare speak to me like that, you twisted sociopath.
No? Oh. Anaya, then. Africans will do well here, a sturdy race.
Let Ginger go, you bastard!
Nathaniel, that's more passion in a few minutes than you've experienced in a whole decade. Antarctica is changing even you.
I'm begging you, let her go.
There is no woman you have that I cannot take away from you.
There he is!
Ginger!
Shoot him! Boss! God damn you!
It's Ginger's dead, Nat.
This has got to have an end.
What was that?
Sounds like the gas tanks. He's blowing them.
Out. Get out. Joel, come on, move.
We can't leave Ginger in here.
She's gone, Joel. For God's sake, move!
Get to the main door. Grab all the cold weather gear you can.
Get back! Get back!
We come off! Now we can get through life sciences to the garage.
Right, move, move! Joel, come on, move!
Leave them out here.
Your clothes are wet. You've got to get them off. If we stay out any longer, we'll get hypothermia. And then we're no use to anyone.
Yeah. All right.
Oh. If that blaze is the gas tanks, then Ruska must be down here. Oh. You see? A red drum. We're on the path, Nat. You with me?
Yeah. A drum. Great. Should be just ahead.
Okay. God! Where's the door? Where's the damn door?
Come on.
It's bloody freezing.
I'll see if I can find some clothes.
The ones by the door. Those, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Here, take your shirt off. Put this on.
That was a close thing. I could feel myself slipping away.
You've got some colour coming back now.
Scary how easy it would have been just to let go. Mike was right. It's a good way to die.
Don't talk like that. I'll see what else I can find. Mukluks. Bunny boots. Signal flares. Survival packs. And, oh great, look, a stove.
Put it on, quick. You didn't see the others?
No. I only found you by chance. When the war blew out, it took us all with it. He knocked you 50 feet. Oh, my hands won't work. That's good. Heat.
We've got to find them.
We've got to warm up first.
It'll be too late by then. Help me get this gear on.
Are you sure you're up to this?
We've got to find them while it's still burning. And as many stores as we can. If we don't, we're all dead.
Max! Death! Joel! What about under there where my torch is?
Yeah. Cover me, okay? Boris is going to be around here somewhere.
Anything?
Yeah. It's Joel. He must have got caught in the blast.
We're not going to find anyone alive, are we? And we're going to freeze to death here and no one will know until the spring.
Hey, come on. You're not dead until 3 minutes after you stop breathing. There's plenty of fight left in us. And getting upset isn't going to help us right now.
I'm not upset. I'm angry.
Good. Then use that, and let's keep looking. Did you hear that?
Boss! Yes! Over there!
Max!
Oh, boss! Am I pleased to see you two? I thought it was...
Hey, it's okay, Max. It's okay. Are you hurt?
I think my arm's broken. It throbs like a bastard. But it's Deb I'm worried about.
Where is she?
She's down here. She's really burned, boss.
Hey, Deb. How are you?
Not so pretty anymore.
No. You'll be okay now. We'll take care of you. We'll fix you up. You'll see.
Don't lie to me.
I wouldn't do that. We're going to get you out of this. Oh, God. Worst burns I've ever seen.
What can we do for her?
We can... Found her some morphine fast.
Yeah, that'd be good. Any sign of Joel?
He didn't make it.
Oh, bloody hell, it's all crap, boss, it's all crap.
We don't stand a chance, do we?
Hey, now, listen, don't you fade on me. Shackleton survived a winter here, and what one man can do, others can do. We might not have adapted to Antarctica like Bowers, but we use our heads, okay? We can get through this together. First of all, we have to move Deb out of this wind.
Deb, we're going to move you inside.
No.
No. You'll be okay. Anaya, grab that board. Put it down next to her. It's going to be okay, Deb. We're going to lift you. And Max will slide the board under. All right?
We'll soon have you out of here.
Leave me.
Once we get you in, we'll get you some morphine.
Leave me, Nat. I'm going to die.
No, don't say that.
I can't leave you here, Deb.
There's nothing you can do.
There's always something. Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, lift.
Sorry, Deb.
Put her down.
Oh, God.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. Grab the end. Can you manage?
I'm fine.
Head for the garage. It's our only hope.
Boss, we'll never do it in this weather.
Keep still.
It's a 50-mile stretch to Carvajal, and hell, it's only open in the summer. God knows what we'll find there.
Food, fuel, and a radio. The Chileans keep it pretty well stocked.
Keep still until I've fastened your sling.
Sorry. But, boss... McCallum Pass is going to be under 30 foot of snow and the shambles will be smothered in pressure ridges. We'll never get the cat over.
I know.
Well, what does that mean?
It means we haven't got a choice. A proper med bay and evac is Deb's only chance. Do any of us know how to treat burns?
No.
No. So it's neck or nothing with us now.
Yeah. But what about Bowers?
To hell with Bowers. We'll outrun him in the cat.
Yeah, okay. Sounds like a plan.
Well, let's not give it that much of a name. Annie?
Yeah, I'm for it. The more distance between me and that thing, the better.
All right. We'll need every drop of fuel we can find. Saline, morphine, clothes and food. Then Godspeed to us.
Hey! This one's full!
Will it be enough?
It'll have to be. Let's get it back.
Can you manage while I collect what's left of medical?
No! We stay together. We'll come back.
There's no time. Once these fires are out, it'll be pitch black round here.
It's too dangerous.
Nat, it's too cold to argue. Dev and Max need that stuff.
All right. But be quick. And don't take any chances. If you see Bowers, just shoot that bastard.
Don't worry, I will.
I do.
I'll be back in 5 minutes.
I'll be counting.
You're there, Bowers. I can hear you!
Now, that was mean.
If I see you, I'll blow your face off.
You're a very fortunate young lady to have survived the explosion. Are there others?
Yeah. We all got out just fine.
I think you're alone.
Why don't you go and check for yourself?
I will. Once I've dealt with you.
I'm warning you, wherever you are, come any closer and you're dead!
One of the assets of my change is blending in perfectly with the surroundings. I'm right here. No, over here. Too slow.
Oh, damn it!
Always running out at the wrong moment, aren't they? Leaving you so vulnerable.
You don't like it hot, do you, Bowers?
How long do you think the fires will last? They're already dying. Once they've gone, it'll start to get very cold for you. But drop the brand, and I promise it'll be quick. Not like Rebecca. I bled her very, very slowly. Oh, and it must have hurt so very much.
Not as much as I'll hurt you if you touch me.
Perhaps we can settle this without violence.
Oh, I'm listening.
I meant what I said inside. Join me. Together, we can build a perfect, clean environment. A new Adam and Eve and a frozen Eden.
I'll kill myself if I'd let that happen.
No, Anaya. One way or another, your life is mine.